Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Al, I don't know if you realize this. You know, tonight the Flyers are playing the Canadiens.
Is it tonight or do they move it?
No, it's tonight at 8 o'clock. Joe, do you have that cut from 1987? I believe Dave Poulin was on that team, wasn't he, Al?
I think he was on the middle of the ice with a bad shoulder trying not to get hurt.
And it was the Montreal Forum, wasn't it?
That's a long time, yeah.
It was the game. Even started. Mm-hmm. And Gene Hart was describing what was going on in the pregame festivities.
And they went at it again, Lemieux, this time Dave Brown with Chris Nyland. And this all began at the end of the warm-up. After all had cleared the ice, Lemieux tried to sneak back on to do that little gamesmanship to shoot it in the Flyer net. He came on with Corson, the Flyers with Rush and Hospodar, and what was to be a little gamesmanship and fun turned into an ugly 15-minute scene, unlike anything that the veterans here at the Forum can recall, something I've never seen, even my Eastern League days. And Bobby, in your 17 years, you say this is a new thing.
I've never seen it happen in pro hockey, Gene.
That's old-time hockey. Where the hell was Poulin? From TSN in Canada, Dave Poulin, a former Flyer. Hi, Dave.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Dave, where were you?
I was coming out on the ice, and I was in the locker room. I had taken my skates off, so I had to get re-geared up. I threw my jersey on. I had three broken ribs that were spiral fractures.
Yeah.
And I just had them nerve blocked, literally. And so I was trying to avoid everything out there. And it was funny because yesterday, one of my workmates, Sergio Mamesta, who does radio for Montreal, they sent me a note because so much talk has been about that incident, you know, with the two teams playing in the playoffs. And he said, it's clear that everyone wanted to avoid Dave out there. No one wanted, you know, to get beaten up by Dave. And I said, you are right, because a lot of people confused Dave Brown and Dave Poulin in those days.
Oh.
And they just knew they had to avoid Dave. They weren't sure which Dave they were avoiding. And the other one that comes up, obviously, is Hextall going after Chelios.
Yeah.
Because those are the last two times. Or those are two times that are significant where Montreal played Philly in the playoffs. So two highlights, no question. In that one, I broke my hand and missed 8 weeks of golf and when Hexy snapped on Chelios. And the best thing about that was, guys, I went in after the game. We were knocked out that night. That was 89 at home. And Hexy was just sitting quietly in the corner. And I said, what was that? And he goes, what? And I said, well, the international incident you just caused, Hex, out there is what I'm asking about. And he looked at me very calmly and he said, well, I just didn't want to shake Chelios' hand after the game. And I said, well, there's other ways to do that. You know, you could skip him in the line or you could look the other way or there were some options available to you. But this will be a fun series, guys. I do a lot of Montreal games, so I know the team pretty well. And they are playing as well right now as they've played all year.
All right, but Dave, you're a Flyer. Do you understand?
Oh, I am.
You had
a Flyer,
to see. So, and your audience is primarily Canadian, which would make them Montreal fans. Do you openly state that your rooting interest is with the Flyers?
No, I'm a very neutral guy.
Ah.
I'm a wordsmith that learned from you guys about how to create effective words. And I just try and walk that line right down the middle and be a professional broadcaster. That's what I do.
Wow.
Learn a lot about both teams.
All right. But deep down, you're rooting for the Flyers.
There's no deep down in broadcasting, Angelo.
All right.
Wow. He's learning.
That's a great point. There is no deep down.
All these years,
I just figured that out.
That's something I got to learn.
All right. You know what? Dave, at the time you were here, you had some great teams. You had a great coach, Mike Keenan. Did you ever think this is our year? Because that's what I'm feeling right now in this city with this team.
I did think that. I mean, we thought that early on, and we thought we were invincible and young. And the first time we went to the finals in 85, we might not have thought that was our year, but we thought that was our team. And that was a really young group of guys. And then tragically, we lost Pelle Lindbergh, and then we added Hextall and went back. And 87, we were a really good team. And then we lost Timmy Kerr going in the playoffs and you know, didn't have him healthy. But through that time frame, I thought we had a chance to win every year for probably 4 years through that time frame with that group of guys.
All right, so here's the thing about youth, because the Flyers are relying on a guy who turns 22 tomorrow, Carter Hart. Is somebody ready at 21 to face the kind of pressure you're going to need to face to get through the four rounds?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the answer, yes. And because it's a beautiful mix of skill and talent, enough experience, but he's still naive enough.
So really?
What you don't know sometimes, Angelo, is better than what you do know. And, you know, it was witnessed up here in the Columbus-Toronto series. And John Tortorella said he felt as the series went on in the magnifying glass of Toronto and they had that crushing first, they had the, you know, great win and the comeback and then the crushing loss, giving up 3 goals in the last 4 minutes of the game. And he said, my best players through that stretch were my 20-year-olds because they don't know any better. And you know, and I think Carter Hart has been prepared to do this for a while now, not just in his pro career. Through his junior career, he's been the guy. He's been in the spotlight. And I think there's a neat twist here, guys. I think he's looking down at the other end at Carey Price. And our goalie guy up here is Jamie McLennan.
Yep.
And he did a great piece on Carter Hart and Carey Price looking at each other and seeing each other. Both came out of the Western League, both big prospects. And looking at each other at the respective ages, Carey Price is 32 and Carter Hart's 22. And Carey Price being reminded of himself at 22 and Carter Hart being reminded of where he wants to go by 32, albeit winning a Stanley Cup along the way, which Carey Price has not done despite all of his successes. So I think it's going to be a really, really good matchup between the two goaltenders. And I don't know how you don't look at the other end and see yourself 10 years ago or yourself 10 years from now.
All right. Well, I want to ask about when you were that age. All right. Because I'm sure there were players on the ice that you were in awe of, because you had followed the sport. How do you get past that feeling? Oh, my God, that's my hero. That's my idol. How do you do that?
Because you belong there.
Okay.
That's what you tell yourself. You're there for a reason. And it's not happenstance that puts you there. And you're there because you've earned the right to be there. And if you look at, you know, and a lot of people will feel that, you know, that Carter Hart was slow-baked in his intro to pro hockey and that Ron Hextall was too patient with him, yet he only played 18 games in the American League. And, you know, if that's too patient, then, you know, I can't figure that out. And, you know, I thought it was perfect. And in terms of Hex being patient with Carter Hart, if you think back, you know, Hex went to the Calder Cup Finals in his rookie year in the American League and his first full rookie year in the American League. And that was the year we had lost Pelle Lindbergh, and they made a decision not to bring Ron Hextall up, to leave him for season in the American League. He knew how important that was when he eventually got to the National League. And I'm sure that was part of his reasoning in you know, not having moved yet with Carter Hart, albeit, you know, December of his rookie year.
But Dave, who was your guy? Who was the guy when you were on the ice, you said, oh my God, I can't believe I'm on the ice with this guy?
Well, it was my teammate, Bobby Clark.
That's a good
You know, who's picking me up
right
to go to the rink and picking me up to go to the gym. And he was so good to me as a young player. But how do you understand that, you know, a legend who you watched as a kid growing up is waiting outside for you, you know, to you better be ready, by the way, because Sparky was going to be early. And, you know, he would pick me up to go to the gym that first summer, guys, and he'd say, look, I'm going to pick you up at 6:30. And I look out at 25 after 6, and he'd be there. And I think, oh, geez, I got to be ready a little bit early. I look at 20 after 6, and he'd be there. One morning, I looked out at 6. He was there to pick me up at 6:30. I said, look, I don't know what time you get here, but I'm coming out at 6:30. So I don't understand. I don't know whether you're sleeping out here or what's happening. And, you know, you got your coffee and your paper, and you're sitting in my driveway. Like, I don't know what's going on. But you know, that was – it for me in terms of looking around, and of course I had him on my own team. And then, you know, the first time I went into Montreal to play a regular season game, I believe I was the first star. Guy Lafleur was the second star, and Daryl Sittler was the third star. Wow. Now that's a game sheet. That's a game sheet, right? And that's, you know, that's your boyhood idols growing up and teams that you didn't like Montreal when I was growing up in Toronto. And then Daryl Sittler, of course, a great Maple Leaf before he was a Flyer.
How big advantage is it not having to go to Montreal in this?
Yeah, this is so strange, Al. This is so strange. I think you lose some of the experience factor. And I spoke about this specifically, Chicago in the first round playing against Edmonton, because you know, they split the first two games. Now, normally when you split the first two games on the road as a heavy underdog, you're flying home after that second game. And, you know, you've got Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane on the airplane telling you, hey, we split the first two on the road. We're in great shape here. This is going to be great. But how do you do that in the bubble? Like, we're going down the elevator to the next floor and this is going to be great. And, you know, on the elevator on the way to the rink and the special pass that they've constructed. So I think you do lose some of that experience and you lose, you know, some of what you've got in the locker room. But with both these teams, they've got experience, guys. I mean, you know, Montreal has Price and they've got Shea Weber principally and guys that have been through some things. And in that Philadelphia locker room, you know, you've got Voracek and Giroux and, you know, other guys that have been through it on the other side. So I think it's a nice mix for both teams of youth. Montreal's got a couple of young players, guys that have really emerged through this sequence and both 20. Well, I think Suzuki turned 21 on Monday, literally on Monday. And Kotkaniemi's only 20, but they're really benefiting. You know, they were a team that sold at the deadline. They moved Marco Scandella on defense, and then they moved three forwards, Kovalchuk, and they moved Nate Thompson, of course, to Philadelphia, and they moved Nick Cousins. So what it did was open the door for some of this youth to emerge. And going into the Pittsburgh series, they had no idea how they were going to match up against Crosby and Malkin. And Claude Julien, who, you know, can be challenging for young players to play for and puts a lot of responsibility and burden on them, you know, has really, really taken to Nick Suzuki. He thinks he's got a real special player there. And he put him up against Malkin, and the kid was great. He was terrific. And Kotkaniemi had been sent to the minors this year. He was the youngest player in the NHL 2 years ago, just turned 18. And he's played really, really well. So it's been an interesting transition for that team, the team that, you know, talk about a second life. You're not going to make the playoffs. And by the way, we're going to let you play in this play-in, but you have to play the Pittsburgh Penguins, and then you go out and do what they did.
All right, Dave, I'm up against the break. You know that now that you're in broadcasting. But yeah, I can't thank you enough. Who wins this series, Dave?
Philadelphia in six, Angelo.
I'll take it.
It's going to be a good series, but Philadelphia has too much, and they're built more for today than Montreal is. And it's going to be a great series, though.
I got to go. Clock's out waiting for me on the street
right
now.
You did not hedge.
But Dave, thank you so much. Dave Poulin.
Have a great day, guys. Thanks. Enjoy the series.
The great Dave Poulin. How great. Oh, he's such a great storyteller, too, huh?
Yeah.
He was great in the locker room, right?
He was a captain, a Notre Dame guy.
Phenomenal.
Notre Dame guys.
All right, I got another hockey. When we come back, he's local, Tony D'Angelo of the Rangers. Mm-hmm. He is alleging that the NHL lottery was rigged, and we would like to hear his story. All right, and then we'll get his pick. And then Jake from Cosby. Jake, don't leave me. Tom from Alabama. Oh, my God, Kenny from the Dirty 30. You guys are all coming up. Don't go anywhere. WIP Sports Time, 9:15.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.